Hillsborough County Commissioners named new officers today. Ken Hagen replaces Jim Norman as the chairman. Hagen filled in for Norman Abley a year and a half ago when Norman stepped down for a while due to health problems. Mark Sharp was named vice chair, and Brian Blair was named chaplain. There was little controversy over any of the other committee assignments, although Rose Ferlita was disappointed that she could not maintain her seat on the Tampa Port Authority. Ferlita, who represents District 1 on the commission, which includes South Tampa, was scheduled to lead the Port Authority. However, she told her colleagues due to the importance of issues in that part of her district and the fact that she is vice chair of the authority currently, they should reconsider and allow her to continue to serve there.
I attended a City of Tampa Council meeting last week because they're having some of the same issues that we're having on canals and also the pipeline issue, which goes into City of Tampa and also unincorporated, in addition to which we've tried to resolve the issue of EPC, trying to give them some of, Port Authority to EPC in terms of taking care of small permitting issues. In addition to which, and I know Mr. Blair said that any countywide representative represents the entire county, but this is pretty much specific to all the issues that I deal with and concentrate on in terms of District 1 because it's all water issues.
Commissioner Mark Sharp then suggested that it would be beneficial if Ferlita maintained her seat on the Port Authority.
These issues are very complex, and it takes a while to get kind of up to speed. And as much as anyone can challenge, I mean, we have the opportunity to challenge or make friendly challenges and such. I do think, though, that the point that Ferlita makes with regard to District 1 is a sound point, and the fact that she's vice chair of the Port Authority gives her additional clout, as well as just the fact that the issues are complex. So I would ask the commissioners to consider those things when casting their vote.
Commissioner Al Higginbotham said he saw both sides of the issue, but said he wasn't sure what sort of message would be sent by keeping Ferlita on the Port Authority.
It'd be like Tampa Bay Water, you are vice chair of Tampa Bay. Would we be sending a message that would a wrong signal if we had change out here at this point? I don't know. I just, I'm inclined to say let's try countywide, but then if we've got some issues that we take you out of in the middle of a process, are we better served as a county? And a board to do. I don't know.
Well, let's just vote on it. We'll find out.
Let's just call for the vote and just go. I think Mr. Blair has expressed his desire and reasons for that desire, and I've expressed what I feel is the need for me to continue serving. But obviously, majority rules. So, Mr. Chairman, why don't we just get the vote on the table and let's go.